For the last four Sundays, we have been looking at the unique women that show up in Jesus' genealogy in Matthew 1, 1 through 6. We looked at Tamar, we looked at Rahab, we looked at Ruth, we looked at Bathsheba. One thing that was common to all of them was there was a level of brokenness in their lives. Sometimes brokenness because of their own sin, sometimes because of the sin done to them by others. And in every case, God seemed to work through their brokenness to graciously produce something good from it. And tonight we come briefly to the fifth woman who gets mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus, and that is his mother Mary. Let me read to you from Matthew 1, 18 through 25, and I'll walk us through the unique way in which she fits in to the genealogy. Matthew 1, 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife. For that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Mary steps into a situation we find in the other gospel accounts of Jesus' birth that an angel had appeared to Mary as well and had to talk her through this process because it had truly been unheard of before and unheard of since. But imagine for a moment that you are Mary. To know that even though God has promised that something amazing is happening inside of you, to the outside world, it does not look that way. Instead, it looks like sin. It looks like shame. It looks like brokenness. And sometimes following God can appear to be brokenness. Sometimes what he calls us to do is not something that the rest of the world would look at and go, oh, that's so good. God's just blessing them left and right. Sometimes what God calls us to is a willingness to appear broken. Joseph, wanting to love her even through this, he's a just man. He does not want her to be shamed. He's going to take care of things quietly. Imagine for a moment you're Joseph. Love Mary. Been betrothed to her. You're looking forward to your life together, and then this. It would be very easy for Joseph to have gotten angry, and instead of wanting to do things quietly, wanted to make a public spectacle of Mary. He could have seen the apparent brokenness and wanted to call it out for everyone else to see. He chose a better route, trying to divorce her quietly. But it was not God's plan for it to go down that way. And so he gets a visit from the angel as well, gets reminded that he is not just Joseph, any old Joseph. He is Joseph, son of David. The angel has to tell him not to fear, but that it's okay, because what's conceived is from the Holy Spirit. Now, at that point, if you're imagining yourself in Joseph's position, you can still understand that this would be a very perplexing thing. It's never happened before. How could this come about? But he was told by an angel of the Lord to do something and to take Mary as his wife. He gets told that by doing this, he will actually help fulfill prophecy. It's an amazing promise to hold out. Joseph has a massive choice to make. Will he do what the angel of the Lord asked of him or not? Brothers and sisters, we face this challenge ourselves on a regular basis, albeit on a smaller scale normally. But we're commonly asked to look at what the Lord has said and say, will we listen or will we choose our own route? As good as that route may have seemed, like he could have chosen the worst route, he could have chosen to make a public spectacle of Mary, he chose what he thought was a better way, but now he finds that God has a plan that is the best way. And so often we have to decide not between evil and good, but between what appears to be good and what is truly God's best. Listening to what God says is the way to overcome brokenness. Joseph was signing up for everybody to question him for following the angel. But he would be a vehicle of God's grace to Mary. By doing what the angel of the Lord called him to do. Are you willing to take that on? Are you willing, when you come across something in God's word that says, do this, or you come across something that says, don't do this, do you look at it as something harsh that goes contrary to whatever it is you want? Or do you look at it and say, if the Lord says it, then I can do it. Or I can refrain from doing it. And in so doing, I will be part of what God may be using to heal the brokenness around me. And perhaps even the brokenness inside of me. It is a powerful thing to be traveling through life along the same road God desires for you to be on. So Mary now has not just Joseph as her husband because that was the original plan. She now has someone who, like her, has heard from God and responded in obedience. The bond that they now share as they travel down the road of parenting this child, Jesus, is probably unlike any other marriage that could be. Just because of the way it had started and the way they responded to the Lord's call for them. But I also want to point out something unique about the lineage of Jesus. We've looked all along at these examples of people who had either a parent, in Mary's case, or real brokenness in their lives. And the way the Lord's grace met them. All the way along, all these people that we've looked at in God's story were models of grace to come. But the grace is fully expressed in Jesus himself, so that now when we look at the lineage that comes after Jesus, we see the brokenness for all healed in him. Verse 21, look at it again with me here. Joseph gets told, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Those who come in the line of Christ after him now have him as a savior. Joseph did what he was called to do. In verse 25, he knew her not until she had given birth to the son. He called his name Jesus. Why? Because he was willing to let himself be part of an amazing story of how God would save his people. You say, how does one come in the line after Jesus? There's not a genealogy of Jesus. Jesus didn't get married. Jesus didn't have kids, right? So how are we in the line of Jesus? I think John 1:12 is very helpful to us here. It says, "But to all who did receive him," him being Jesus, "who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." He altered our earthly lineage, and no longer are we just merely children of flesh and blood. You no longer can look at those who were part of bringing you into this world and say, "I'm just their child." For the Christian, for the one who receives Christ, who believes in his name, they now enter into this lineage forever of being a child of God. And so as we come to the Christmas story, we see in the baby Jesus a miraculous gift to us all. He comes seemingly in lowly form, didn't come fully grown on a throne. He came humbly. And yet it's a great reminder to us, because all of us, when we come to Jesus, are born again. Like him, we don't come fully formed into mature Christians. We start off as babies in the faith. And it takes a long time for us to continue to grow in him. As a matter of fact, it will take us all of our lives. And then in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we will be truly transformed forever. And so I encourage you tonight, if you're someone who's listening in, if you hear these stories and you think, "Yeah, that's a nice Christmas story," I encourage you, put yourself into the story. And by that, I don't just mean consider if you were Mary or consider if you were Joseph, but I encourage you to put yourself in the story in the lineage of Jesus. I encourage you to receive him, to believe in his name, to trust that what he did when he came, born as humbly as he was, living a perfect life, dying a death sacrificially on the cross for sin, and then rising again, that promise to you can be fulfilled, that you can be called children of God. Even tonight, you can believe in his name and receive him for yourself. For those of us who are already trusting in Christ, I encourage you, as you look at this time of year, to not just see it as the beginning of the story of Jesus' life, but to see in his birth the beginning of your eternal life. To see the way in which now that you are his child, he is yours and you are his, and you are constantly in a state of growing and what it looks like to be a child of God. I encourage you, as we go and sing our next song, to take a moment and in silence just thank Jesus. Thank him for who he is and what he has done, both in the lives of those who came before him, in the lives of all of us who he has enfolded in since then. We'll take a moment and pray silently, and then Bonnie will lead us in our next song.